bless his holy name on today. Today's Thursday, May 23rd. You're dialed into Maximum Radio, and you're on Global Time with Jesus Christ. Imagine that, time with him. Today's theme is Jesus Christ, our peace. Thank you for taking the time to dial in and be with us on today. I'm Aubrey Gregory and your host for the next 30 minutes. I say welcome to all our prayer partners and friends everywhere. First off, I would like to apologize for yesterday. We had some technical problems on yesterday, and we just could not get it going. And so it looks like we're being heard loud and clear on today. So we praise God for that. So we're going to do today what we couldn't do on yesterday, and that is go to the Lord in prayer. And that's most important, the most important assignment that we have before us today. Well, it's a brand new day, and we're thankful for God's mercies that are new every morning. Imagine that. They're not yesterday's leftover. They're fresh for this particular day. Well, we've got a few things that that are on our agenda, and one of them, the first one is we'd like to do an affirmation almost immediately, but let us go to the Lord and make sure that our cleansing is in place and forgiveness is in place. We want to go before the Lord and be able to lift clean hands, and we are on holy ground. Heavenly Father, I come to you today in agreement with the rest of our partners today. We come in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer today. Heavenly Father, we do bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility, in fear, and in trembling. We do also come to you in gratitude, in love, and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, according to your word, 1 John 1:9, you said, if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We're believing for the cleansing even now. So, Lord, we come to you now and we receive your forgiveness and your cleansing from all our unrighteousness. All the spots and the wrinkles and the blemishes are gone now as you apply your blood to our lives today. We stand now totally blameless from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. We enjoy the greatest liberty that can come, and it comes only through Jesus Christ. Thank you for what you've done through him for us. So we stand here in his holy name, and we say amen to that. One of the things that I was really impressed upon to do today is to have us do an affirmation over ourselves. Today, neighbor, is a brand new day. We cannot run on yesterday's fuel. Yesterday's gone. And today is ahead of it. All of it is ahead of us. And so let us approach it with the right sense of who we are on this day, who God has made us to be, and what he has, in his mercy, benefited us with. So we want to pray this and declare this affirmation over ourselves. Follow us closely as we say it, believing God that it is in fact so. We declare, Father, the battle is already won. You are removing the enemy. We declare, Lord, that you will take care of the enemy that has come against what God has ordained for us. We declare, our God, that you are preserving us for what you have ordained for us. We declare that we have won the victory. We believe that you have sent your word and it will not return void. We believe that you have finally anointed us to do your will. We declare that you have given us divine healing, divine life. We expect the victory that Jesus has won for us on the cross, including God's favor and blessing. We believe all of those are on us on this day. We expect your mercy and grace on us today. We expect your favor all day long. We expect to extend our lives to the next battle. You're going ahead of us. You're leading ahead of us. We expect that we are under your banner. We live and not die. We choose to declare the works of the Lord. We declare that your blessings are with us and that you have given us abundant life. We will not stand outside of your will, Father. We stand in your will according to your plan, according to your purposes for our lives on this day. We want to pray for one of our church family who is looking to recover, looking for a divine, supernatural healing. And it's Sister Etta Bullock. And we want to lift her up in prayer right now. We have the ability under the agency of agreement to believe for her recovery, and rapidly so, and completely so. So I want to ask you to join in agreement with us concerning healing, because he's our peace. That's our theme today. Jesus Christ, our peace. We live in a world that's extremely turbulent and disturbed, but we have peace. Now, Father, we thank you for what you've done through Jesus Christ at the cross. And even before that, by his stripes, we are healed. So we're standing on that powerful word that you have delivered to us. The word of truth, that our healing is available on demand. Now, Father, we request and ask for divine, supernatural healing for Ella Bullock right now. We send your word of life and light right to her location where she is right now. Every cell comes under the order of divine health. Every tissue, every vessel, every organ comes under the service of divine life and divine health right now. We're thanking you for the healing even now. We thank you for the testimony that you're creating on this brand new day. We thank you for the wellness that surrounds her right now. Increase her energy when we speak peace to her spirit right now. Her confidence is in you. Our confidence is in you as well. So we thank you, and we do agree that she is healed, she is delivered. And Father, anyone else that we have lifted up before you, those that are suffering right now from cancer, we speak peace. We send your word of hope, your word of deliverance. We stand against those rebellious cells right now under the grace and mercy of God. We decree health. We decree that they cease to proliferate. They respond to the word of healing that we have sent right now. And we say to each person, be healed right now. We also send your peace, that their minds and spirits would be calm and hopeful, making the way for your visitation upon their physical being with healing. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you right now. Thank you for the peace that comes to the families as well as they go through. Hope in you, because you are our peace. We thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Amen. If any one of us has a prayer burden, a prayer request, now is a good time. I would love to give you an opportunity to voice that prayer request. Even now, some things will not happen until we give voice to them. They just won't. It's just the way things work supernaturally. That's the way they work. And we need to just be bold, because we have an audience with the Lord right now. And he's hearing, and he's attentive to our requests. So just voice your requests and enjoy the power of agreement that we have right now during this time. And our time is running, slipping away fast. Okay. All right. Well, I will pray. Before I pray on our next item on our agenda that the Lord has laid and created for us, I do want to announce that on tomorrow we have a special guest, a lady or sister by the name of Crystal Warren. And she's the director of a liturgical dance ministry called Revelation. And she's a member of Christ Church Newark, and she's going to join us a wonderful, praying, God-loving woman of God. And she's going to be with us on tomorrow. So dial in at 6 o'clock sharp, and we'll see what God will do as we enter in. I'm going to pray for a family that's in our community where, literally in our community, just about less than a block away from our place of worship, from our church, where our church meets. The son, 20 years of age, Jamil, he took his life just a couple of days ago. I had a chance to speak and pray with the family briefly. He was trying to get out of the gang that he was in, and I don't know how many of you know that there are times that's almost virtually impossible. And so he was beaten up many times, and he found his life unbearable, and he therefore took his life, a tragedy, 20 years of age. How unbearable can life be at that age? But it was for him. So we're going to pray for the family right now who are just going through. Father, we thank you for Jamil's family. Father, our hearts are touched and heavy. We have questions. We don't understand all of this. But we know this is not of you. We know this is a work of the adversary who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And Father, some relationships have been shattered. Some hearts have lost peace and joy, all because of the adversary's work. And Father, we stand today on behalf of Jamil's family right now. We don't know what to say to them that would bring them comfort, but we're doing what we can, and that's lifting them up before you in your presence. You are our peace, and you're the one that can bring them peace, even in this tragic situation, this tremendous, tremendous loss that they're experiencing. It's almost unbearable for them. We ask that you would comfort them, each one of them, right now. And Father, we know that you can flip the script on the enemy. We pray that this tragic event is one that would cause a turnaround in the family, where the family begins to look to you and depend on you shamelessly for everything. As they call, give them a mind by your Spirit to call to you, because you promise, you said, call unto me and I will hear from heaven and I will answer. Well, by your Holy Spirit, turn their hearts upward, their eyes upward to call upon you. In Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord, for your peace coming to them. They can see through the shadows. They can see through the darkness, because you're the leading light. And you're leading them home to yourself. They are your lost sheep. Cause them to hear your voice, even in the midst of their grief. And Father, you know the circumstances in our community with these young people who are lost, don't know which way is up. We pray for them even on today, Lord, that they will find you. Your Spirit will move supernaturally upon them, breathing life, giving hope, replacing despair with hope. Cause them to no longer be lost, but be found by you. So we thank you right now that we can bring this request to you. We don't know what else to do, what else to say to the family, but we know that you can bring them the comfort in this desperate hour that they are experiencing. You're our peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. As our time winds down, we want to remember that we have the victory today. It's a brand new day. Yesterday's victory won't work for today. So we have victory today, no matter what comes up. I know that we have a situation where we have to appear in court today, actually, to represent our ministry's interests in a landlord tenancy situation where we have a tenant that's belligerent. And we're going to be there at 9 o'clock, and we're looking for the victory, and we're patient in waiting for what God is about to do. But if any of you are struggling financially, well, the Lord has put it on our agenda today that we pray concerning finances. God is just awesome. He's the one. He's our supplier. He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So let me, as our time winds down, let us go to the Lord in prayer. And if you're having a financial challenge, we're talking about a real challenge. We want to affirm everything that is in His Word concerning our ability to handle those things that are necessary, such as finances. Father, as we give, it is given unto us in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, according to your word, Luke 6:38. We are told that my God makes all grace abound towards us in every favor and earthly blessing, so that we have all sufficiency for all things, and that we abound to every good work. 2 Corinthians 9:8. We are also blessed in the city. We are blessed in the field. We are blessed coming in, and we are blessed going out.
Amen.
We are blessed in our laying down and our rising up, even on today.
Oh, yeah.
We are blessed in the basket, and blessed in our bank accounts and our investment. Our health is blessed. Our relationships are blessed and are flourishing. The blessings of the Lord has overtaken us in all areas of our lives, and we receive them. And this is according to the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy 1 through 14. We're like a tree planted by rivers of water. We're your planting, Lord. And we bring forth fruit in our season. Our leaf shall not wither. And whatever we do will prosper. Psalm chapter 1, verse 3. Because the blessings of the Lord makes truly rich, and He adds no sorrow with it. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22. You, Lord, has opened unto us your good treasure, and blessed the work of our hands.
Yes.
You have commanded the blessing upon us in our storehouse and all that we undertake. Deuteronomy 28, 8 and 12. We do thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We are blessed, a blessed people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Yeah, please receive that. I'm grabbing that myself. I'm tying myself to that in faith all today. God bless you. Really, we're speaking that over ourselves, knowing that there's life and death in the power of the tongue. And we're speaking that. We're not speaking lack. We're not speaking shortages. We're speaking life, abundance, and the prosperity that God has and has ordained for us. Okay,
yes.
There's a word, and you know we've been announcing a particular word each day, rather a name of God, one of the names of God, and he has so many of them, and each one of them brings to us divine truth. And his name for today is Yahweh or Jehovah. And that's spelled Y-A-H-W-E-H, Yahweh. And it occurs in the Old Testament 6,519 times. It was first used in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 4. It's a powerful, powerful name of the Lord, and it means Lord Jehovah. Lord Jehovah. And keep that thought. Meditate upon that today as you go through, as you go to work, as you travel, as you do all the necessary things that must be done today. Just remember that the Lord Jehovah is with you.
Amen.
Remember that. No matter what comes up.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm standing on that on this day.
Ooh,
in everything,
amen,
that I do. Because it,
amen,
is true. It's a word,
amen,
of truth.
Amen.
Amen. So may God bless you on today. We love you.
God bless you too, Pastor.
God bless,
remember,
you.
Remember.
God bless you, Pastor.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry to everyone.
You got the victory today in the court.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.